just Jesus. And for me, that is what I'm to do. One of the reasons that I became a member of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ was because our founders sought unity with all Christians. We sought not to be in competition, but in cooperation. And at the heart of that was that all of us believed in Jesus Christ, believed in the Trinity, and believed that we were called to follow Jesus Christ. So listen to his teaching, and then we'll talk from there. A disciple, that's you friends, is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. The reverse works on that too. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave to be like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those that are in his household? So, have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be uncovered. Nothing is secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, I will tell in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from God. And even the hairs on your head are all counted. That doesn't take as long as it used to. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than the sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Be very careful how you use that verse. I'm warning you. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me, Jesus says, are not worthy of me. And whoever loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life will find it. If it is for Jesus' sake. May God bless the reading and the hearing and the absorbing and the living of this word. Don't ever take this passage of scripture and go out and start a war, because that's not what Jesus means when he talks about I've come to bring a sword. It's a spiritual sword. It's a sword that says, are you going to follow this person or are you going to follow me? Please remember, we are in ancient times. The Jews of Israel were forced to do what Rome said they should do. They were instructed, and it wasn't strongly suggested, it was mandated that they follow the laws, the Judaic laws, as the priests interpreted those laws. So you might have one synagogue doing one thing and another synagogue doing another thing, because the priests were sometimes very honest, wonderful, delightful people like me. And sometimes they weren't. Sometimes They were defiled, and they were cheaters, and they were awful people, and they were out for their own gain only, and position, and title, and power. Jesus truly wants us to understand in this passage, and that's why he gives you so many different examples. Follow him. It's fine if we listen to lots of voices, and I do try to listen to lots of voices speak during the course of a week. And it's wonderful when we can have a constructive conversation that doesn't turn into a confrontation. Very different things. And we can always agree to disagree, and that's okay. Jesus didn't say you all have to think alike. Jesus said, follow me, your souls, your spirits, follow me. If you have a question about what to do in your life or in the world, ask me. Go to my word, my actions, my teachings, my living, and see what is best. Listen to your leadership. Okay, once in a while. Does that help you all feel better? You only have to listen to me once in a while. You don't have to listen to me every week. But listen to your leadership. Listen to your governmental leadership. Listen to your religious leadership. But then take that and put it up against Jesus' words, Jesus' teachings, Jesus' life. If it fits, okay. If it doesn't, re-examine. 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 I know it's an old adage, but humans are human. They make mistakes. They're not always right. They say things upside down and backwards. Sometimes humans get really full of themselves. They think they know it all. They think they've had some experience, and so they think they can be out there saying, follow me, I know the way. But they don't always know the way. They're not always wrong. But they don't always know the way of Jesus. They know a way, but not always the way of Christ. I can't imagine what it would be like, and Kevin, this has got to be a struggle for you too at times. Anybody that's in elected office or is in, you know, like judgeship, police officers, if you're Christians, you know what Jesus has taught you, you know what you believe in your heart. But standing before you is a situation, a real life situation. And you're human. And no, it's not right to just slam down everybody in the world. No! But there are times when it's terrifying, it's scary, or it goes against the grain of what you think it ought to be. Making those decisions isn't always easy. And it's not just police officers and government officials. It's all of us. Parents with children, people with friends, anybody with a cousin, sometimes your mother-in-law, sometimes your dog. It can be anybody, is the point. And you may agree about 99 things, but then there's this one thing, that one little nagging thing. Just, it's like a thorn in your side, like Paul talks about. The thorn in your side. And you want that person to think like you do, because you're right and they're wrong. Take that to Jesus. What does Jesus say about grace? What does Jesus say about compassion? What does Paul talk about when he talks about being nurtured with milk at first because you're not ready for solid food? What does Jesus say about treating your neighbors? Do we ever really stop to think when we are standing there having an argument with somebody and they're telling us that we're stupid and we're telling them they're an idiot and, you know, all of this is going on and we're really not getting anywhere, we're just being ridiculous humans. Do we ever stop to think what that person that's standing in front of you might be feeling? No. Because we're all so worried about getting our point across. I'm right. Everybody does this. Humans are human. Now, it just so happens that I am always right. So, you know, there's that. But no, I'm not. I'm wrong. A lot of times I'm wrong about what I just said. So don't follow me. Follow Jesus. Even Paul, the great Paul, who wrote so many epistles and so many letters to disciples and to leadership in the church, even Paul says, don't follow me. Don't follow Timothy. Don't follow all these people. Follow Jesus Christ. Oh, but you know, that's what's hard. Because Jesus is always going to love rather than hate. And Jesus is always going to include rather than push out. And Jesus is always going to call your enemy blessed. Because to him, they are. And Jesus told you to love your enemies. And that's hard sometimes. It's hard. And we don't always get it right. Don't follow everything your grandfather taught you. He taught you a lot of really good things, but he made one mistake somewhere. Don't follow everything your father taught you. He made one mistake somewhere. He had knowledge and knowledge and knowledge, but he made one mistake sometime in his life. Don't follow me. Follow Jesus. When you hear wisdom in your ears from your father or your grandfathers, and you have a heart for Jesus, you know it's wisdom. You can discern. But you've got to have your heart first rooted in Jesus. And then wisdom will shine. Let us pray. Almighty God, we're not quite as smart as we think we are. We confess that to you. We're also not quite as dumb as other people think we are. We ask for your affirmation on that. But, Lord, on the days that it's easy to follow you and walk in your steps, we thank you and thank you and thank you. And on the days when it's not so easy because you're challenging us, then help us. Help us proclaim you in our living, in our decisions, in our speaking, and in our actions. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. And Jesus really does. There's always an answer from your Lord. And you don't always have to find the right passage in Scripture. Go to the Lord in prayer. Sit and listen and shut up for a while, and Jesus will give you the answer you need. Let us stand and sing.